We've all been misunderstood. Hey, Jesus was misunderstood. It's not an easy thing. We have good intentions. Perhaps we don't execute those perfectly, but all of a sudden the world falls down on us like a ton of bricks. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome to the program today as we take a look at living life through those tough times from a different perspective. And please do stick with me because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet, Extravagant Grace. I'd love to send you a free copy to help you experience God's grace even through those difficult times in life. But this is the very last week that it'll be available, so please don't miss out. Now, over the last few weeks on the program, we had a look at the fact that, God doesn't always do things quite the way we want him to do. Sometimes we feel like crying out to God, God, what are you doing? Why are you letting this happen to me? How long, O Lord? How long will this go on? But you see, God has a plan for your life and my life, and it's a good plan, a plan of getting up close to him, a plan of being blessed and being a blessing to others. And yet sometimes life can be awful. Life can be really harsh and tough. And I'm always conscious when I'm talking about God's blessing that someone's sitting there thinking to themselves, well, I don't know whose life you're talking about, buddy, or whose God you're talking about, but certainly not mine. So this week on the program, we're going to have a look at what it means to live the life that God always intended for us, even when life's tough, even when things are really hard. I mean, we all go through tough times. I do. And the real question is, when the chips are down, is God really going to show up? When was the last time you went through something difficult? Maybe a conflict at home or in the family, or a sickness in the family or in your own body. Maybe something has caused you to be afraid, a global meltdown, a pandemic, whatever. Maybe loneliness is eating away. The list goes on, doesn't it? We all can point to things in our lives that are tough. It's easy to think the guy sitting there in the radio station talking, well, he's got a nice, safe life and he must know what he's talking about and so his life must be all okay. Well, let me assure you, I go through exactly the same things in life that you do. We all go through stuff. There's not one of us who can't point to something difficult or hurtful or scary or painful, even when it looks like on the surface we're doing okay. And you see, that's the thing. When people are doing it tough, we tend to put on a front. People look at us from the outside, and most of us, we're pretty good at pretending that everything's okay. And so what happens is we put up this front, and no one really understands, and then it hurts because nobody really understands how we feel. I was recently going through a really tough time, just a phase where the hours I had to work were really long. They were brutal. I had several really big things going on, about 4 or 5 months, when I literally only had a day or two that whole period off. I was working 7 days a week, 12 to 14 hours a day. And listen, I'm no spring chicken, you know, I'm on the other side of 50. And so I found that really tough. I love what I do, but there was a grind and I was very, very tired, mentally and emotionally exhausted. And I'd go to church on Sunday mornings and people would say, gee, you don't look that well. You look a bit pale. That's because I hadn't seen the sun for a good many months. They'd say, how are you doing? Sometimes I'd smile and say, hey, I'm fine. Other times I'd say, well, you know, I love what I'm doing and God's good, but I've been working some really long hours and it's really tough and I'm finding it hard and we're finding it tough in our marriage. You know the response? No one really took the time to understand. No one really took the time to empathize. And that hurts. Okay, then, God, tell me, how am I supposed to live the life that you always intended for me, a good life, a blessed life, when I'm going through it tough and nobody really understands? How come, if you're in control, my life is such a mess? How come things hurt so much if you're the God of love and you're in control? And you know something? They are all really good questions. When we're doing it tough, we desperately need for someone, to understand us. Maybe not necessarily to do anything. We just need to know that there's someone else who gets it, someone else who empathizes, who feels what we're going through, who provides some emotional support. who makes the bleak feel so much less bleak. And it seems very rare these days to experience true emotional support. It's sad, but it's true. Everyone else is so busy, they haven't got time. Everybody else is so busy taking and doing, they haven't got time to give. I wonder if you relate to that. And so we go to God and we scream, God, what are you doing to me? Truly, I tell you, there's only one person who I know who always, always shows up and makes a difference, who has true empathy and true understanding, who gives true emotional and spiritual support. See, sometimes people think that prayer is like a ritual. You have to know the formula, like a key to unlock the God treasure chest. But have a listen to what Jesus had to say in the words leading up to where he taught us his Lord's Prayer. It's in Matthew chapter 6. He said, look, don't be like all those other people who heap up empty phrases or who think that God will hear them because of all the great words they use. See, your Father in heaven already knows what you want even before you open your mouth. Whenever you pray, go quietly into a room on your own. Shut the door. Pray in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Listen, will reward you. Now, so often we think we've got to put on a front and we've got to put on a face and an outward exterior, and we think we do that with God too. We think we have to use big words and big phrases and that God will be impressed by our knowledge of the Bible. And Jesus is saying, no, don't be like all those other people. Don't heap up empty phrases or think that God will hear them because of the great words. No, don't be like that. Get away. Go in a room, close the door, and pour your heart to God in secret, and God who sees in secret will reward you in secret. God is always there to understand. The writer of Hebrews says we have a high priest who's been tempted and tested in every way that we have been. Therefore, come boldly before the throne of grace. See, God knows everything. Think about it. God is pure love. He is pure grace. He is always there. He is willing to listen. He knows your heart. He knows my heart. But he also knows what we're going through. Jesus has walked the dusty roads before us. Jesus was a boy. He was a man. He was misunderstood. They reviled him. He heals people on the Sabbath. So they accused him of being ungodly. He hung around with outcasts, with prostitutes and with tax collectors and with lepers. And so they accused him of being a glutton and a drunkard. He promised a new kingdom, the kingdom of God, so they tried to conscript him to overthrow the Romans. He stirred the religious hypocrites, and so they crucified him. God is a God who knows what it's like to be misunderstood in that secret, quiet place. Experience something that you can't find anywhere else. Go there and experience the understanding of a misunderstood God, the very same one that was prepared to go to the cross for you and me. You know something? In that quiet, secret place, when we experience that, it changes us deep inside. It's an experience like no other. Grace. It's easy to say, it's easy to talk about, but actually experiencing his grace, actually living in it day after day, that's something that many people struggle with, especially during those difficult times in life. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet called Extravagant Grace. It's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you actually live in the grace of God day by day. At the end of each chapter, you'll find some life application questions to help you think through and apply the Word of God right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, visit ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so don't miss out. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.